Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this lovely Sunday morning with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548 on the Globetrotting program. Alhamdulillah. And as you know, we talk travel on this lovely program, and I just look forward to talking of travel all the time. And, you know, you can only imagine when I hear anything about travel, it's just like, oh, well, what's happening? Is there an expo or anything like that? I'd like to just go for it. Or if there is any programming on travel, I'd like to just hear about it. Just to update myself and just to get more knowledge on what's out there when it comes to the travel market. And alhamdulillah, we try to update our information all the time with ourselves, and we try to keep up with current times. Although we have the rapid changes when it comes to travel as well, but we try to just keep up as far as we can. And wow, this week, I think this was a shocker week for all travelers and all those that had booked to go now for December. This was a killer week with our rand-dollar exchange rate. This was a killer. And we hit the 16 rand mark. No, man, no, man. How are we going to go out? If we budgeted to go out, if we booked our flights and whatever in the beginning of the year, which many people had done, and then when you looked and you judged and you said, okay, by December I'll have this much, I'm going to put away so much, I'll sort my holiday out, you're looking at if you had maybe 20,000 rand that you were going to take with, and now if you had to look at it this week, your 20,000 rand is equivalent to 10,000 rand, I would say, because from January, we have really, really depreciated fast when it came to the rand against the dollar. And unfortunately, we had to change our currency to the most of the times to US dollar. And that's what happened. Unfortunately, lots of people have lost out. There's been some cancellations. It is sad to say there had been cancellations, but Allah knows best why. There's khair in whatever has happened. There's khair in whatever happened. So we make dua to the Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for everybody. Ya Allah, whatever it is, you know, you know best. And there had been many, many changes around the travel of people now in December. So this was a killer week, I would say. And I just hope, inshallah, it doesn't go on further spiraling down, because then we have a problem. Then I think we shouldn't have globe trotting, then we should have South African trotting. We should just keep it local then, because it's going to be very difficult to travel abroad. Because if you're looking with the dirham, for example, if you're looking at the UAE currency, from what it used to be, not so long ago, you're looking at 2.2, 2.3, well, it was a few years ago, it was almost 1-on-1. But it's been going down 2.2, 2.3. Now we're down to close on to 4 already. Close on to 4 rands to 1 dirham. So all the abayas and all those things are going to be costing you an arm and a leg, because now your currency is not in your favor at all, unfortunately. And it's sad to say that that's happening. It's a reality. Now we just got to plan, and Allah knows best how as well. We just got to change our plans, I would say. And that's what we're going to have to do because of all the currency issues. But well, we just make dua to Almighty Allah, make it easy for us. But these are all the doings of our actions, all these things, the rulers that come, the rulers that we have, the leaders that we have, are all judged on our actions. Our actions are good, Allah makes it easy for us in this country. Our actions are not the way it's supposed to be Islamically, Allah brings these conditions upon us. So we should all make tawbah, we should change our lives, we should try and make dua to the Almighty Allah all the time. Ya Allah, please forgive us, and let us change our lifestyle. Let us change the way we do things, because that is becoming an eyesore at the moment, and it's affecting our people, it's affecting us. So we make dua to the Almighty Allah, Allah make it easy for us all, inshallah, and Allah protect us all. And Allah make it such that we fulfill our desires in this world, obviously in the correct way. And if you want to travel, traveling is not forbidden in Islam. You know, some people say, why you go out, why you waste money, why you travel, just that, whatever. Traveling is not forbidden in Islam. You're allowed to travel, do it the right way. And I mentioned time and time again, many people are traveling and going abroad now. Please do not leave our deen behind us. Do not leave our namaz behind us. And let us take all that with us, because it's part of us. And let us go and make our salah wherever we are. Very important. Let us present ourselves as Muslims. Although, it's becoming so difficult around the world like that. But let us do that. It's fine. Allah will protect us. Inshallah, Allah will protect us. So let us keep it that way, inshallah. Now, this week has been also a busy week for me because I'm busy at work and all, lots of people traveling, lots of information that's being required. Like our normal Indian culture is when you need to do, you need to get information. Many people, I've been requesting many times, anybody wants the information, please contact me early so that I can give you the information, I can pass it on to you, I can give you all the details, whatever I have when it comes to traveling, wherever it is, whatever information I can part with, I will part with. But the norm that we have is you're flying tonight and you send me a message at about 9 o'clock in the morning. My flight is at 5, I need this information, I need that information. I'm on the road sometimes, I'm in the car, I'm elsewhere. Yesterday I was on the road and I got some information, some questions yesterday while I'm driving in the morning to say that I need information, I'm flying this afternoon. I'm honestly, you know, it's very difficult for me. I don't mind passing the information to you, but I'm also on the road. I don't keep the information with me all the time. There's so much of information. I don't keep it all with me. For example, people want some hotel details, which I mentioned off. Sometimes they want some details of restaurants, halal restaurants, masjids in certain areas, in certain countries of the world, which I do have some of the information. I can pass it on, but I don't keep it with me all the time. I obviously have it filed away, which I've got to then pull it out and send it off to you. So please don't do that. This week has been, I must have had about over 15, 20 calls, messages. People also called me and said, listen, you know, I asked you for information. Where's the information? Yes, I will give it to you, but you know, I can only give it to you when I get to the information. So it's last minute. That's our culture. Let us try and get away from that culture. And also when it comes to the bookings and all that, we do our last minute thing. So, you know, it becomes very, very difficult. I would like to assist, and I assist all the time, but sometimes it becomes difficult for me. Now, there has been I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they went for a holiday to a place here in South Africa. Now, the thing is, we get these timeshares, and we go out with timeshare, whatever it is, and we book our timeshare. We go the scam of timeshare. We mentioned it already. Do not put money into the accounts. There are many scams that's going on. Make sure it's a legit timeshare office or something that you're booking with, because you know these fly by nights, you get them all the time, especially on OLX and Gumtree and all that. But this one particular one which I really want to mention, of which I was very, very disheartened that it happened in Amanzim Toti. It's a place called Toti Cabanas. This person went to Toti Cabanas with a family. It was a six sleeper. Now I need to just, I'm going to have to clarify this with them, because I found out yesterday. It's a six sleeper and the baby is just reaching about a year. So it's just a small little baby that can sleep just about anywhere with anybody, in also on the couch with anybody. It's because it's a small baby. But you had children, I'm talking of children under the age of 10. So you have three children under the age of 10, and you have three adults, and you have this one baby. Now, it's a six-sleeper, well understood. Not realizing that this particular cabanas, Toti Cabanas, this particular timeshare belonged to you know, we don't want to bring race into question here, but when they reached Toti Cabanas, this place was like, we don't want you people here. We don't, you know, Indians are not allowed here. What are you doing here? Although they got this particular timeshare from somebody else. But those people they clearly showed it to this family that the next day they had to book out of there and go book into a hotel elsewhere. And they just left it and they lost all their money there. And it was, you know, it's something which is not right, which we are going to take the matter further with them to say, why is this? And they insisted, and their argument was that child, that under 1 year child is the seventh person, and you're not allowed to be in this place with that child. So what do I do? Do I leave the child in the car? Okay, no problem. I'll leave the child in the car. I'll go sleep. We all sleep in the hotel, in the cabanas there, whatever it may be. Please, man, please. You know what? We human beings, we can understand these things. But I think we are going to take this matter up. I'm going to call them tomorrow as well, and I'm going to bring this matter further with them, because it's unfair that this happens. So when you're booking your hotels as well, when you're booking your timeshares, be very, very careful. be very careful what you, how, where you're booking as well. And look at, find out from people about that, those particular places. Because unfortunately we find these things happening. Especially now in December, where weekends people go out to different resorts. And clearly and blatantly, it's men, you see it, that there's a separation of people, of colors. There is a total separation. I've seen it myself last year when we went to a place in the Northwest. And you see the total separation of colors, and they tell you bluntly that you're not allowed to be here. Finish. You can do what you want. You're not allowed to be here. And, well, you know, what's humility? You just walk away from there. You don't make an argument or fight and fuss about all these things. But, well, these things happen. We must just try and avoid it and try and just stay clear from all those things. Now, quick one. When it comes to today in particular, there are so many. Yesterday I had about four people asking about Thailand. They want hotels and they want restaurants and places in Thailand to visit. Now, very briefly, I'm going to go through this because I do have a guest online, and I'm going to go through this very briefly. The hotel, the restaurants, you must go up on Sukhumvit Street, Sukhumvit area. Go to Sukhumvit. There are quite a few Arab restaurants and Bangladeshi restaurants, Egyptian, Pakistani. But there's two different areas of the Sukhumvit area, the Sukhumvit place. You have the one place which is not so good, not so, I would say, not so lekker there. But the place where you have all these halal restaurants and so on, there's one area which has all these places. So your halal, you can do that. And then in the MBK Center, which is in central town, MBK Center, which your shopping is fantastic, is very, very cheap there. You go to the MBK Center upstairs. The center is huge. Shopping center is huge. There are a few halal places in the MBK Center. There are some only seafood places where they do not serve alcohol even. So you go to that seafood places if need be. So you there are quite a few places which you can have in Bangkok. You can have some foods there as well. And then if you're going to Phuket, you're going to Phuket also. There are people asked about Phuket. If you're going into Phuket, there's a masjid area. There's a masjid. You'll find out where the masjid is. Many people will be able to assist you at the masjid. Go to the masjid area. In that vicinity, there are restaurants that are, there's quite a few restaurants, but then obviously they open, close. So sometimes if you go there and if I tell you that there's a restaurant, so-and-so place in particular, it may not be there. So what you do is just go around the masjid area. Obviously around that area you are going to find halal foods. Definitely you will get some place that's got halal there. And when you're at the masjid as well, you're sure to find some Muslim people where you can ask them about halal, and you can get your halal foods are in the vicinity also. And Phuket is not so big, so you will be able to get around there with your halal. And then when it comes to your shopping, you have the Patpong Night Market, which is very, very popular. It's in Bangkok City, Patpong, P-A-T-P-O-N-G, Patpong Night Market. It starts from about 6 in the evening till about 2 o'clock sometimes. And you can, that's right in the city. Then you have the Siam Shopping Center, that's S-I-A-M, Siam Shopping Center. Then you have the MBK Shopping Center, which I mentioned as well. And then there is, if you are there over a weekend, if you're there for a weekend, this particular place only opens on a weekend. And that is called the Chatuchak Market. The Chatuchak, C-H-A-T-U-C-H-A-K, Chatuchak Market in Bangkok. It's a weekend market. It's a wholesale market, I would call it. Those people in the cities go out to Chatuchak Market to buy all their stuff for resale, and they come back to the city with all that, and during the week they sell it in the city. So that is something which, if you want to go for bargains, bargain hunters, Chatuchak Market, you must do that. That's where you are going to get all your cheap stuff, inshallah, and that will help. And then remember something in Bangkok, and especially in the Far East, it's like this. When it comes to buying, whatever you want to buy, make sure you bargain with those people. Do not just pay the price that you see on the tag, which many people or some people would say, no, they're entitled to it. Yes, they're entitled to the prices they put on the tags, but remember something. They're doing this as a business, and they're doing this deliberately. The item, if they know that their item benchmark for sale is probably about a rand, they will mark it 4 rand or 5 rand, sometimes 10 rand also. Although they know that their target is 1 rand, but they'll mark it 10 rand. And you negotiate with them back and forth. And sometimes, believe me, you'll get it less 60, less 70%, which they're still making money. They're still making a profit. Obviously, you know, anybody that is selling, you need to give them where they're making a profit. So they are still making a profit, but their aim is to just to make this bargain, they know that you have to bargain. People do bargain. That is why they do that. So bargaining, you must do. You have to do bargaining. Otherwise, you are just going to pay an arm and a leg for everything there. And then also in Bangkok, you must go for the floating markets, which is beautiful. It's markets on small little canoes, small little like kalawas, whatever it may be. And they sell their wares on the boat, on the river. And lots of people are selling on the boat. And you go in with a small little boat as well, with a guide, obviously. And you weave through those particular boats. And while weaving through them, you stop wherever you want to. As you're pushing through all of them, you stop where you want to, you buy what you want, and you continue from there in between. But it's like hundreds all put together, and you're weaving in between them. Because there's a sharp nose on the boat, you can just squeeze through, and it splits the boats in front of you, and you'll go in. You know, it splits two boats in front where you can fit in the middle, things like that. So that is very interesting. So the floating market, you must do. It's something that I loved when I went there. It is just so beautiful. You get different one. You get the Teling Chen market, which is the great floating market, which is also near Bangkok. And that one is, I think, the best which you can get. So the information on Bangkok, I've had lots of people. In fact, there are many, many people going to Bangkok this year, I presume, I believe, because the information that's been asked for about Bangkok, in particular Bangkok, Phuket, was unreal. And people are going from there, they're going to Penang or Langkawi. So they're cutting that whole area from Johannesburg, they're going to Bangkok City, they're going to Phuket, or Penang, or they're going to Langkawi. So that's also something great, alhamdulillah. Now, alhamdulillah, when it comes to hotel bookings and when it comes to checking out for hotels, many, many people, you find that they are nervous about hotels, which hotels to book. You know, I did so many queries, and lucky for me, especially for Vietnam, I brought quite a few hotel cards when it came to Nha Trang and in Saigon as well. I brought hotel cards when I was in Vietnam. I brought back cards, and I passed these cards on to lots of listeners. And believe me, it makes a big difference. Many a times you'll find that when you're searching on the net and you're looking for hotels, you would see the pictures and you say, that's what I want. And when you get there, you have almost the opposite. You've already paid for your accommodation. What do? That was your choice. You've taken it. You've requested for it. You've got it. So what do? So what you do is you find a reputable company that you're booking your hotels with. And there are many, many different companies that you're booking hotels with. But try and make inquiries on the companies first. Now you'll obviously get the Echo Group, which you know it's a responsible company. They are a big company. You won't get it. It's not going to be a problem. You'll book with them because you know you're getting something. You're getting reasonable stuff as well. And then from there you have different types of hotel groups which you look at, and the Holiday Inns, the Sun Internationals, all those you book around the world. And then obviously you if you don't want to go real upmarket, that's where now you start searching downwards. But be very careful what hotels you search for. Now today, alhamdulillah, we have a guest who's from a company called Serena Hotels. Now Serena Hotels they're very much active, especially in Africa. Serena Hotels, you get them, they're located in East Africa, which is Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, Uganda, and Mozambique. And that's in Africa. And then you also have them in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. So it's a reputable hotel group which we look at, and booking through them as well, you can obviously get onto their website and whatever it may be, and you book through them, and you'll get your rates whatever it is. But obviously you are going to search around for different hotels. Now to tell us about hotels, Serena Hotels, we do have the sales and marketing manager of Serena Hotels, who's based in South Africa, Karen Sibarachan. We have Karen online. Karen, welcome on the Sunday morning, and I thank you very much for joining us. I know it's a Sunday morning, time to relax, but taking time out and talking to us about your hotels, I really, really thank you once again. Thank you and welcome. Karen, can you hear me? I think we probably lost Karen, but we'll get back with Karen again. We've got, as I said, it's Karen. Now, if you're looking at Maputo as well, we have Karen, we have Serena Hotels. Serena is in Maputo. We have Serena Hotels. Lots of people must have heard of the Polana Hotel. Paulana in particular, if you're looking at Paulana, it's a lovely hotel, beautiful hotel. And Paulana Hotel is also part of the Serena Group. And what we do is Paulana is just telling me now we're already on newsstand, so we won't be able to take current now. When I start talking, I just get carried away, alhamdulillah. And but what we do is we'll talk to Karan after the news. But for now, just briefly, the Serena Hotel Group is they're based in Africa, so she's going to talk to us about Serena Hotels Group. But we'll do all that right after the news, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting Program, where I've just been taken over the knuckles of Muhammad Bilal for just going overtime just before news. We had a guest online, and I really apologize to the guest as well. You know, I suffer from verbal diarrhea. That's my problem. And when I just start speaking about something, I only want to go on and on and on. Like Brother Muhammad Bilal is just telling me now. He says, you know, you need more time to talk about all these things. And if I have a guest, so he's just twisted me around his knuckles now, right now. Muhammad Bilal, maaf. I must say maaf to you. But anyway, I'm not going to take much of your time. My SMS line, 072-786-5520. I call it the SMS line because you send SMSs to me on that line. I do not really take calls on that line because I've dedicated it to the SMSs here. But anyway, it's an SMS line, 072-786-5520. My email address, Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-E-D, Mohammed at globetrotting.co.za. That's Mohammed at globetrotting.co.za. And you can also contact me anytime through the studio also. If there's anything that you'd like to know, we'll try and get information to you, whatever you require. Now we have Karan Sibrahan, who is from the Serena Hotels Group. She's the sales and marketing manager for the Southern Africa and based in Johannesburg. Karan, first of all, I'm very sorry to have kept you holding on to talk to me. As you heard, I suffer from verbal diarrhea. So when it comes to talking, I just get carried away, and you know what? I didn't even realize it was newstime already. Welcome, and thank you very much for joining us on this lovely Sunday morning.
Morning, Muhammad, and morning to your listeners. I'm so glad there's somebody else that's as passionate as traveler as I am, and we can just never stop talking.
You can clearly identify with me when it comes to anything about travel. You just want to just talk and talk and talk, especially when people call me as well. We just want to talk about travel, whatever it is. If they ask us questions about travel, we just get carried away when we start talking. You know how it's like.
That is so true. And especially, you know, especially if it's interesting places, like you've just been talking about Thailand.
Yes.
I came back with two extra suitcases full of shopping from Bangkok. So, yes, what can I say?
Absolutely. But you know what? That's changing. Because look at your rent dollar. Did you hear the news now? Wow.
Yes. But still, there's affordable places that you can go to.
Yeah.
And some of the Serena hotels are really some of those affordable places where you get your five-star treatment, but you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for it.
And that's exactly what we look for, especially with our currency at the moment. But, you know, if you're looking at the Far East, lots of people have changed towards September, October. They were booked for other countries, more expensive countries. And I found myself here as well. Lots of people have changed their bookings to go to the Far East because the Far East is still affordable. Although
that's
the
right.
Currency is now has, okay, it has really spiked in this week. But just before that also, it's very much affordable, eh?
It is affordable. And also places nearer to South Africa. You know, if you look at Mozambique, where we have the Paulana Hotel.
Yes.
There's very good rates for December, for Christmas, for New Year, with two beautiful functions that we have there. Zanzibar.
Yes.
You know, Zanzibar needn't cost you an arm and a leg to go there. And it is just one of the most beautiful places that I've ever, ever been to.
Now, if you're saying Mozambique, I've come recently from Mozambique as well. And the Paulana Hotel, I pass the Paulana Hotel like all the time. In the 80s as well, I used to go to the Paulana Hotel just for that. There was a coffee shop there downstairs just to have the coffee. Yes. We used to go to the Paulana Hotel because it's situated right on the beach. And they've got it such way, you come out of the coffee shop, they've got all those tables right in front, on the beach front. What a beautiful scene when you're just looking at all those boats and ships that are deep in the ocean. And you're sitting and sipping away on your coffee. What a beautiful sight that is. And a beautiful hotel.
please don't forget the pastéis de nata, those little Portuguese
mortadas. Oh, yes. Oh,
that
yes.
That is just the best. And then Polana is famous for its seafood buffet on a Saturday night.
Ah, okay.
You
yes,
know, with,
yes,
it's
yes.
like a huge, big seafood fry they have with prawns and fish and whatever you can think of that comes out of the sea.
Yes.
Is on that fry.
Now, you
and
know,
you can eat to your heart's delight.
You're talking of pistache de nata. Pistache de nata is a small little pastry that's got it's an egg pastry.
Egg based, yes.
But it's so tasty that it's most popular in, from Belém in Portugal, which I've also I ate it from that original place in Belém. But the ones in Mozambique, I have it from time to time. There's a new place that's open in town that sells that pistache. But the one at Polana, I see the bakery that Polana used to have right on the, it was, I don't know if it was Polana's bakery or it was a private bakery, right sharing the wall on the left-hand side of Polana Hotel. They had a bakery there. They used to also sell the most divine pistache de nata there.
That's right. That bakery closed when we refurbished the hotel 4 years
ago. Yes, right.
But
yes.
You can still buy. We've got a beautiful coffee shop. You know, when we refurbished, unfortunately, the old coffee shop was closed.
Okay.
But now we have this beautiful conservatory there.
Right.
Where you can sit. You still overlook that huge big swimming pool we have.
Yes.
You still overlook the sea. And the coffees they have there is just some of the best coffees that you can get in Maputo. And the Polana, after all, is where you see the who's who of Maputo.
Absolutely.
They all come there for the, be it their drinks. We've got a sushi restaurant there. They come on a Saturday afternoon. They have sushi and cocktails. And we've got bands playing. We've got a fine dining restaurant. So Polana is still the best place in Maputo to have your drinks, have your meals, and to see the who's who of Maputo.
And, you know, I was there recently as well. They had some government function also at the Polana Hotel, some 24-something
yes.
of the government. They were having it at the Polana, and they were having some music festival also at the Polana.
That's right. We
Very
have
popular,
often
eh?
Had that. Yes, we've got in our ballroom. The ballroom used to be a casino in the old days. But when Serena Hotels took over in 2004, the casino closed. It moved into town. And the ballroom was restored to its former glory. You know, the old ballroom that was there,
yeah.
That's where the people used to have dinner dances.
Right.
In those days, that people still dressed up to go out at night.
Right.
The ladies
yes.
with their beautiful dresses, and they had the orchestra playing, and they had their dinners, they had a little dance. It was just so glorious. And we are trying to bring back those days. We've got, in the ballroom itself, we've got chandeliers, so it's very opulent.
And
in there, they have all these beautiful music concerts.
Now, when it comes to the Polana, you know, we're not concentrating on the Polana, but it's just that Polana is so close to us, and we're talking about Polana. And the popularity of Polana, it's unreal, because Polana, synonymous to Mozambique, synonymous to Maputo, you ask anybody, the first name they will mention is Polana Hotel.
That's so true, yes.
You know, it is, and it's something which, and you do have a website where you book online as well?
We do, but also we have got the reservations office in Johannesburg. We've got a South African bank account, so you can call us. I'll give you the details later.
Yes.
You call us, we will make the bookings for you. We do take more than one child. We won't leave babies in the roof, in the cars. So, you can make the bookings to us, pay to us in South African rand,
yes.
and it's only a 6-hour drive to go there.
Yeah, and it's so convenient, you know, going through the borders as well. I find it, we just got back recently from there, and all you do is you just need your passport, you just need your insurance, whatever it is, get to the border there, and you through the border, no visas required, nothing. It's very convenient.
Nothing. No,
very
no
convenient.
Visas required, anything like that, no.
And now the development that's taking place on that beachfront in Maputo is unreal, eh?
Absolutely. Maputo is growing in leaps and bounds. There's so many new buildings opening. There's, you know, when I went there the first time in 2000, there was hardly any shops, and
yes.
Now there's shopping centers. It's a cosmopolitan town where you can sit like in Paris or any one of those, or in Lisbon. You sit on the pavement cafes,
yes.
have your little lattes or and have your pastéis de nata watch the people going by.
And it happens, and it's so lively. And they are really making it lively there at the moment. So Mozambique is a place to go. So if anybody is looking to go up north for a short holiday, if you have changed your plans, or if you don't have any plans, I think, you know, let's look towards Mozambique, because it's a drive away. So let's look towards Mozambique first of all. Now, just above Mozambique, where's your next hotel that you have?
Well, the next one that we then get is the Zanzibar Serena Hotel.
Yes.
Because Zanzibar is not too far from there. And, you know, for us South Africans,
yes,
Zanzibar, it's easy to get there, because you either go straight into Zanzibar,
yes,
or you go into Dar es Salaam, and
right,
you get a short hop that's 15 minutes hop from Dar es Salaam into Zanzibar, or you go by ferry.
Now, Mango flies directly into Zanzibar, is it?
Into Zanzibar. Mango flies directly there, but, and I don't know if I'm spilling the beans, but SASJet will be having a flight via Dar es Salaam into Zanzibar every day from the 11th of January.
Starting from the 11th of January?
Starting from the 11th of January, SASJet will have a flight. I think it's going to be every day. I'm not sure, but it is going to be more than one flight a week. That is for sure.
Now, having that, you're going to obviously have the prices coming down in Zanzibar then.
Wow,
because the prices were ridiculous until about a year or two ago.
That's right. And you know, with FastJet, they're a low-cost airline, so I suggest people now go online and check those rates for FastJet.
Yes,
I've looked at it, and it is mighty good.
3 hours into Zanzibar from Johannesburg?
Three and a half hours.
Yes.
It's 3 hours into Dar es Salaam. You'll
yes,
spend some time on the ground just to offload those passengers, and then go through to Zanzibar. It's a 15-minute hop from Dar es Salaam into Zanzibar. From the airport to the Serena Hotel,
yeah,
it's not even a 15-minute drive.
Where is Serena Hotel situated in Zanzibar?
Serena Hotel is situated right in Stone Town.
Okay.
So we've got our own little beach in front of the hotel, but it is so situated that once you're there, you walk through the whole of Stone Town.
Ah, that must be lovely. I normally tell people, go stay up north or when it comes to Zanzibar, you must stay up north because of the hotels then, also because of there isn't so much of wind up north. But the thing is, when you're up north, you are secluded to your hotel, you have your beaches, and just a few hotels around you. To get access to Stone Town, you obviously need to take a taxi or a bus, whatever it is, to come back to Stone Town again. But now you're situated right in Stone Town. You have right on the beach as well.
That's right. So, you know, even if people want to go and stay at the beaches,
yes,
further up north, spend your first 2 days in Stone Town. Walk around there. Of course, 1 day is just not enough to explore Stone Town. There is so much to see.
Yes.
You know, you've got the caves where they held the slaves.
Yeah.
We went in there. I'm fairly short, and I promise you, I couldn't even stand upright in those caves.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was actually extremely upset when we walked out of there, because you can just imagine all those people in there. They've got
yes,
the Palace Museum. There's an old fort. There's the House of Wonders that's there. There's a cathedral. And then, of course, at night, they've got the Fordani, the garden, Fordani Gardens,
yes,
which becomes one big restaurant.
Oh, okay.
It's an open-air market where they sell all kinds of Zanzibari foods. And then your normal market, where you buy your spices and
yes,
and the leather sandals they make in Tanzania. Now, all those things you can buy there. So you need to walk in those little roads. It's so narrow. There's no cars there.
Yes.
There's only little motorbikes that drive worse than any taxi in Joburg can drive. And children on bicycles.
Yes.
But, you know, it is such a different world. We were walking there, and there was this mother two stories up.
Yeah.
Little boy just did the shopping for her at the little shop next door. So she had a basket that came down. He put all his stuff in the little basket, and she pulled it up to where she was.
Look at it.
It's flat. You know, something that is so special, if you look at that, the doors, Tanzanian doors,
yes,
are just the most beautiful doors.
Is it Arab architecture, eh?
Yes, and it's all carved out. And
yes,
some of them even have verses out of the Quran.
Yes.
Carved out on their doors. The door alone is like a piece of art.
Definitely. Lots of them. Yeah. In fact, lots of these small little hotels that you get in Stone Town as well, they've got those long doors, and on the doors you have all those carvings.
That's right. That's exactly what we have. Of course, the Serena Hotel is a small hotel. It's got 52 rooms.
Okay.
And it used to belong to a sheikh and there was also to a chemist. So it was two old buildings.
All right, okay.
That Serena took and refurbed and restored and put the two together and made this beautiful hotel out of it.
And in another place,
I wish radio had pictures so I could show you how beautiful it is.
You know, and another great thing is in Zanzibar, most of the places are halal.
Yes.
And there's mosques almost on every street corner, I would say.
There are mosques all over. There's a mosque that was built. It's the Malindi Mosque. It's one of the ancient mosques in Zanzibar.
Yeah.
And it's got such unusual architectural features. It's got a cone-shaped minaret.
Yeah.
And it's one of only three minarets in this shape in East Africa.
Okay.
And it's on a square platform, you know, so that is something so special.
That must be beautiful, eh?
Yes.
You know, the way you're explaining these things is like you make us live to go there, you know?
Oh, I'm ready to pack my bags and go myself.
So your hotels in Zanzibar, do you do packages as well, or how does...
We do packages.
Yes,
we do packages. We can either do for you, you do your 3 days, depending on your flight.
Okay.
With Mango at this stage, you can do a 3-day package.
Oh, okay.
You only want to go and explore Stone Town.
Yes.
But if you want to go for 7 days or 10 days, then you can do Zanzibar for 3 days and then go out to one of the beach hotels.
Yes, right. Okay.
But I'm sure that any one of the travel agents in Lanasia, in Fortsburg, all over, they will be able to help you with a package that includes a Serena Hotel. But you have to tell them you want to stay at the
Serena
Hotel.
Yes. You know, because my advice as well is, lots of people when they're going to Zanzibar, I always tell them, don't book a package where you go directly to your hotel up north or down south or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Make a day or two a stopover in Stone Town, because you have to see Stone Town.
You have to see the buzz of Stone Town. That, you know what, it's like in the old days you could go for the day and go back, but it's so far. It takes 2 hours out of your day. And the big thing is, once you're at the beach, you know, you don't want to leave the beach and for a day and trek all the way down to Stone Town. It's the same when you go to Mauritius.
Yes.
You know, to go to Port Louis, it takes you two hours to get there. But stop there. Stay there for 2 days. Rest that first night when you get there. The next day, explore Stone Town. Go to the seafood market at night, and then if you have to go up north, then leave the next morning. But at least 2 nights in.
Karan, we're already running out of time, but very briefly now, very quick. Let's run through the different hotels that you have. You have your Zanzibar hotel, then you have the Mozambique one. You have Mombasa as well.
We have a hotel in Mombasa.
Yes.
It's near Shanzu Beach. It's
about
30 minutes away from Mombasa Airport.
Right.
And also seafood restaurants, diving. We've got a butterfly park. We assist with the breeding of the little tortoises that's there. And Mombasa has got a spa like a little piece of heaven. So, yes, that's also fabulous.
All right. And then
also in Kenya, we've got we take you into the Masai Mara.
Yes.
We've got some properties there if you want to see the migrations. We've got Amboseli, where you see the elephants, just lots and lots and lots of elephants. Then in Rwanda, we've got Kigali Serena Hotel and Lake Kivu, which is near the border of the DRC.
Right.
Tanzania, Dar es Salaam, we've got a beautiful hotel there. And then, of course, you've got the Serengeti, Ngorongoro, the Serengeti.
Yes, right.
And then from Zanzibar, you can go into Salu, where there's two of the most stunning properties in Salu that you've ever seen. Salu is as big as Switzerland. And they get a maximum of about maybe 5,000 visitors in a year.
It's
unspoiled. There is more than the big five.
So
you see abundance of
nature,
animals.
Nature, nature, and nature.
Nature, 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 and you live in a tent with a chandelier and a Victorian bath, or you can stay in our river lodge that's right on the Rufiji River. Then in Uganda, we've got two properties, Kampala, and then Lake Victoria, who have just opened a golf course, which is a five-star golf course run by some South African gentlemen.
Yes.
And then we've got Pakistan with a hotel in Islamabad, Kuwait, and then, of course, Afghanistan with Kabul.
Oh, okay.
The Kabul Serena Hotel that, if you have time, please Google that. It is a pure five-star hotel.
Yeah,
and then in Tajikistan, we've got Karo.
You've got that even. So, you know what? Yeah. I think I'm going to have to pull you in another time, another day, but I'm going to pull you in for the full duration of my time. I'm not going to talk of anything else.
Okay.
Because there's so much to talk about. But briefly, you want to give us your contact numbers if there's anybody that's interested in going close by for a holiday, very quick, very briefly. Any contact? Although I'll have it with me, but just you want to give it on here now?
Okay. Our email address is just reservations@serenahotels.co.za. And the ladies in the office, Melissa is our lady in reservations. She will send you all the details.
Yes.
Or you can phone us on 011.
Yeah.
021.
Yeah.
2607.
Right.
And they will also give you all the details, send you some information, give you rates.
Yes.
Whatever assistance we can give you, with the greatest of pleasure.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll keep all this information with me. I'll pass it on to the listeners if they didn't get it and they couldn't write it down. As you know, my SMS line is 0727865520, 0727865520. My email address, mohammed@globetrotting.co.za, mohammed@globetrotting.co.za. I can pass all the information to you. I'm sorry, I've got so many SMSs that's coming in regarding Zanzibar as well and some of the places
here. Oh, great.
But I cannot read them out. I'm out of time. Mohammed Bilal is going to throw me out of the studio now. So we will definitely talk about it, but I do have a couple of SMSs here which I'll probably pass on
to you
also shortly. But Karan, I'm very sorry for cutting short on time. But
I told you I talk just as much as you.
Thank you very much for joining us on a Sunday morning. You made me laugh now again, and you made our listeners laugh as well. As I always say, you know, make us laugh. And you've done that, and great. And I just hope we do get a good response for the hotels, because I know it's a beautiful group of hotels. And let's see if we can get some people out there to just enjoy their holidays and have a good hotel. That's what we require. Karan,
thank you very much.
Thanks
very much for the opportunity.
I would like to just tell you now on air, I am going to pull you back in the near future, and we are going to talk more about Serena Hotels.
Thank you, Mohammed.
Thanks,
Look
Karan.
Forward to
Thanks
that.
For joining us. Thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That was Karan from Serena Hotels. Now, Serena spells S-E-R-E-N-A, Serena Hotels. S-E-R-E-N-A, if you are Googling it and you're checking it out. Check it out, serenahotels.co.za, and you can probably do whatever bookings you want. I'm already out of time, and inshallah, next week we're going to be talking about Malaysia. I'm getting a guest in, inshallah, and we're going to talk about Malaysia. Inshallah, from myself, Mohammed Lambat. Until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.